Welcome back. It's been a while. I haven't posted an episode since, I think, August now that I think about it. And I am so happy and so thankful for all my listeners out there for getting to 1,100, so basically 1.1K viewers and listeners. I am so thankful. And we're gonna keep doing this because I know my aviators out there, my people that love aviation, all of them out there that appreciate all hard work that goes into everyone. No matter how hard of work you put in, no matter where it goes, you will always earn what you get. So with people that experience tough times in the industry with COVID and who knows what else, things that people are going through, we're all going to get through this together. And we're going to keep fighting through this stuff. So today, since my rant is over with, since I haven't talked to you guys in a long time, today we're going to talk about teamwork and being in a team environment. I probably have mentioned teamwork in other videos and other songs. Songs, what am I talking about? Other episodes. Sorry, I got carried away. Other episodes, because it's very important to me and it should be very important to other people. Now, teamwork really is an abused word in aviation. Whenever you go to an interview or wherever you work, no matter where you go, being on a team is just as important as what you're going to work for. If you can tell that the environment that you're going into, the teamwork environment, is very low, what does that tell you about how the quality is going to be? You know, it's you're going to work for this place. You're putting your time into it. Make sure you even have just the amount of power to get through the day. I mean, there have been days where it has been almost impossible for me to get through just because of the fact that, you know, you wake up later, or, you know, the day is late, or, you know, honestly, whatever. But having someone there to help you out, mechanic, co-pilot, or anyone on a crew, like, just to say, you know, you're going to get through today, you know, we'll be here, you'll be staying here as long as I will, let's just get through it, you know, it's a dying breed, and it sucks, because I know there's a lot of people out there that really, really put in effort to find a good company with a good team. That being said, there are people out there, too, that really, you know, excuse my language, don't give a fuck where they go, because they just want to make money and they just want to work by themselves, and that's okay too. There's people out there like that, and I honestly there's perks of that and there's a lot of negatives of that. But me personally, I like working with teams. You give me a good team of guys, or just a guy, and we will get work done no matter how hard it is. But going back to teamwork in aviation, that's interesting, because there's a lot of resources and management stuff that I can get into that can be kind of dry when you read into it, but it's very important, like CRMs with crew resource managements, or like a lead and the basic stuff, just having a team of guys on each shift and each corridor. But the crazy thing is, you know, you go on LinkedIn, you see a bunch of these guys that they love what they do. They post pictures of what they do, and it makes me happy to see that, because these guys clearly want to be technicians, and they clearly got their AMPs to do that, and they have a good withstanding. A lot of AMPs like to move around a lot, you know, and it's the industry is different. You might find a place that you really, really enjoy, and you might not. But in this generation, a lot of AMP friends that I've graduated school with or knew before like to move around different companies, get a hang of things, to see how things go. Yes, some companies will be better than other ones, but it's really what you put in your effort for. But connecting that with teamwork, you know, we're gonna give a scenario here that I would like to make an example, because it is very important. So, for instance, you're a mechanic that works with a team of seven guys. A lot of your guys come to work on time. They work really hard. They take breaks. They talk. They joke. They get shit done. And then they turn it over to the next shift. But here's the catch to this, is the next shift only has two guys. Now, what do you think about that? So you got seven guys going to a two-shift team. Turnover is going to be different. You know, you're going to have different amount of work. Are you, as a team, are you going to pile on 17 airplanes on two mechanics to get done overnight? Or are you going to get 17 airplanes done with seven guys and have them, you know, do the easy stuff, you know, like service the auction or get all the paperwork done for the airplanes, release the airplanes in a commercial setting, push the airplanes out, make sure they're ready to go, green sheet them, inspect the work, you know. There's differences between having a team and having, you know, a work group. And yeah, not everyone is going to be your friend with work. It's not meant to place to be friends, but it is also meant place to be to have respect for your workers you work with. And if you don't respect the people you're working with, your day is going to suck. It's just going to last forever. And yeah, there's going to be days where you guys don't get along or someone's in a shitty mood or whatever, but don't let that shitty mood get involved with your work and can really affect your work. Now, that being said, though, a lot of places, it's all poor management. And the sad truth is that's probably almost everywhere. You're going to have a manager that got promoted because the other people didn't want to deal with him, so they promoted him. Now, you're going to have lazy people everywhere, no matter where you go. You're going to have people work differently. No matter where you go, people are always going to be working differently. You might have people that really, really work fast. You might have people that take a minute to learn. Shit, you might have people that they come to work, they know everything about the airplane. They have their manuals ready. They have all their parts ready to go, and they do it. You have mechanics come from all different areas. You have mechanics that strongly focus on shotgunning parts. They get the LRUs. They get parts they need to put on. They do it. Then you have mechanics that are strong with troubleshooting that take a little bit longer to figure out the problem. You know, it depends on, but that creates a good team if you can get the strengths. You can put a guy that's really good at troubleshooting with a guy that's very good with parts. Because in that, and identifying problems too. Troubleshooting, identifying problems, you put that guy with someone that is poor identifying problems, they learn off each other. You get a guy that's very, very familiar with this one airframe, and the other guy that's not really familiar, put them together and you can get stuff done because one of the guys has definitely got a perk that the other guy doesn't. It's the name of the game. No one is going to be perfect in every subject. You're not going to have a guy that's going to be perfect in everything, electronics, avionics, systems, engines. You're not going to get, and paperwork, you're never going to get anyone that's perfect at that. If you can fit in all of the above people together, you're creating a team. You're creating a crew. You know, I had a crew of guys that I worked with at Flight Check. And I enjoyed every minute of it with them because we knew what we needed to do. We knew that the job needed to be done. We've already been in the field a little bit, so we understood what problems come up, what services, all that stuff. And you create a crew or a team like that, it makes things a lot easier. And it makes your nights, because I work night shift and we all work night shift, it made our nights quick. Even the long nights, half the time was waiting for the plane to push out. Excuse me, just getting a drink of water here. And with all that being said, you know, things work. Things work very well that way. And I just don't understand people that don't want to hire or be with good people. Now, teamwork, this is a part two of teamwork. This episode is, it depends on who you hire. When you hire someone that is eager to work, that wants to learn the systems, that knows a little bit more, you're going to be like, okay, cool. I'm going to compare this to a sports team, like a football team. Your supervisor or manager is the quarterback. No matter what position or how long they've been in that position for, your supervisor is a quarterback. All right, so he's starting off blank. He's going to have no employees with him, just him. Now, this job is involved with all different types of airplanes. We're just going to make this a fantasy. We're going to make this commercial. No matter how many airplanes you want or what you want to work on, go ahead, knock it out. But for this, you're going to be, okay, so now who do I look towards to hire? So we're going to look at the running backs. We're going to look at a lead position. A lead position that can take care of themselves but also be able to lead a bunch of guys on night shift. Reason why this is an important position, like a running back, is because they're the ones that push the offense forward and take care of work. If you can't have a consistent lead, you're not gonna create productivity and not gonna get airplanes out on time, and you're not gonna have a very subtle and sound environment. So for that position, I would hire maybe a man or woman who have been in the industry for 30 year olds or less, or even 40 year old that have been in the industry for more than 10 to 15 years, even 20 years. Because in that scenario, at this time, these people want to stay leads. They don't want to get promoted. They want to be good with, sometimes they want to be training people. They want to help people out. But they also are really good at what they do. So you want to hire someone that is very good at what they do, know the airframes, know where to look, know troubleshooting. And everyone's going to talk about the human errors. Everyone's going to have complacency, but have someone that has assertiveness, has knowledge, has just everything. Just, and it's going to be impossible to find someone that has everything, but find someone that is willing to work with you. So next thing we're going to look at, we're going to look at the wide receivers. Wide receivers could be, you know, some newer, you know, employees too, but let's look at not green AMPs, but we're going to look at amber AMPs. We're going to look at someone that's been in the industry for a little bit, but that understands how it works, understands how to service what things are in the airplanes, understands the business of it. So we're going to hire guys that have been in for 5 years, mechanics that have been mechanics for 4 to 5 years. And yeah, people might think this is different. They might want to hire someone with 1 year experience. Well, think about it. If you're going to hire a brand new green AMP out of school into a industry that they've only been taught about the basics. They showed pictures of airplanes. They don't really know what's going on. They've just been kind of shown into what aviation is. Now, we'll give a wide receiver as a good example of getting someone straight out of school, because then the leads can really show them around. But I'll make that a receiver 4, so the lowest receiver, because you want to get receivers that have been in the industry that know what they're doing. They work hard. They work well with the leads. They treat the leads with respect. They treat everyone else with respect. So you want to get someone that can also take the stress off the lead and get jobs done, and then the lead can then, you know, provide it to the supervisor. So we'll put amber level mechanics, like 3 to 4 years involved in that. So now we're going to move on to the offensive line, and I'm only going to give we're only going to get 3 or 4 of them. I would, for a good team to have, you want to have guys that are good with paperwork. And no matter what AMP business you get into, there will be paperwork involved. If it involves the way things run with logbooks or MELs or all that stuff, you want to have guys that are good with maintenance, but then can really, really help everyone else out with computer work. So that being said, a lot of industries now are moving away from hand logbooks, even now, there's still a lot of hand logbooks. So you want to be able to train people with respect, with technology like that. So you want to give people that are good with paperwork and little maybe poorer with maintenance, working on airplanes, put them with one of the wide receivers that have been in for a while and see where things go. Now, you notice I'm only going offense. Yes, being on the offensive and anything is pushing forward and getting numbers and getting the job done thoroughly and responsibly as possible, and safely as possible. When you go with a crew, that you want to pick, sometimes you don't have the opportunity to pick them. Sometimes you just hire them and you've never seen them, and you have to give them a probation period to see how things go. If they don't really stand up to what they really do and what their name is or what they hired on, you get rid of them. It's the sad truth, but it is also, you know, it's real, you know, it's how things are. It's how things are run. So when you see people struggling at work and you don't talk to them, how does, and they're having a bad day, and they're working with millions of dollars of equipment, of airplanes, flying millions of people around the world. I would rather feel more comfortable sending someone home than having them be in a really bad mood, basically, and possibly damage an airplane, hurt someone, or hurt themselves. I am super tired of people not, and everywhere's gonna be like this, but not saying thank you for a good job or thank you. Not, no, people are just gonna say thanks out of just that they're getting their job relieved from them. So basically, all in all, I just wanted to say that starting this new year off, when you're looking for a job for my new AMPs or anyone really, pilots involved, anyone in aviation, think about where you're going. Think about how people treat each other in the interview. You might interview with the supervisor, you might interview with the manager. See how they work together. If you kind of see tension and they don't really work well together, that's a problem. But if you find someone that you can trust and they work hard and they've had experience, it's definitely a position you can look for, higher pay or not. Even if you're starting out as an AMP, find somewhere where you can trust and where you can work hard with. Really, that's it. I mean, that's all I can say. You can go more in depth with someone and something. You can grill them, make them feel like dog shit. But at least if you criticize them, at least tell them afterwards. Not even criticizing. Give them an up. Just make them feel. Tell them what they're doing wrong, what they need to improve on. You know, it's weird. It's super weird, but I like hearing that stuff. But that's really it. I mean, that's all I can say. I hope everyone has a fantastic new year. You know, it's gonna be a new year, the new year, new expectations, new everything, blah blah blah. But think about this. What makes you happy? Only you can make yourself happy. If you don't like where you work and you've been there for 5 years, jump the water, see what else is going on. You know, see where else, see what different industries there are, what other jobs and stuff like that. Job hopping is a thing that has been affecting crews all over maintenance, you know, in aviation. Yeah, it sucks, but sometimes it could be for the best. But all in all, I'm very happy that I'm able to talk to all of you, and thankful so much for all these views. You know, I haven't posted an episode in August. I have been busy, and I'm happy to post one now and just understand where I'm coming from with this, because at the end of the day, no one's going to tell you, no one's really going to come up to you unless you really want help and need help. And other than that, thank you for listening, and there will be more episodes in the future once things start settling down and with the experiences that everyone deals with. You know, let's sit down and let's talk about it. But yeah, thank you very much for listening today. Of course, this episode is brought to you by Spotify and Anchor. If you need to start your own podcast, this is a great place to start. It's a great place to just get to know how the environment is and see how things go. It's a great system of working with online and podcasting. All right, everyone, have a great rest of your holiday, and I will be seeing you soon. Talk to you later.